assigned roles, only tasks the entire group had to do. Who had exactly what to do was not fixed. That evening, Irmgard cut geometric figures with children's scissors for 3 hours. Not because someone had told her to, but because she had chosen this task for herself. On the way home, it occurred to her, how stupid could she be that she did not react proactively again and decide for herself which task she wanted to take over. Why had she chosen this simple job with very low responsibility? These and similar questions tormented her hours later. Never again did she want to act like that. The next day at lunchtime, we were prepared for a very long game which had certain similarities with the Settlers of Catan. 12 lords and ladies were elected by the king, each of them governing a realm in the kingdom, even wearing crowns on their heads for the whole game. I was one of them. These lords and ladies chose a staff of about 10 members. There were loads of tasks to be assigned. Under the constraints of time, there was a lot to be done in each round. Buying villages, streets and cities, placing them on the game board in a timely manner, trading. This was done by cutting out paper originals and exchanging them for the goods at the bazaar. In my inaugural address to my staff, I asked each member to tell me what task they would like to accomplish in order to optimally contribute to the big picture. Irmgard volunteered to cut out the templates. I reminded her of what she had sworn only yesterday, but she insisted. She took the scissors and started cutting. The sheep were particularly difficult because they had a small tassel tail, and when this was not cut out exactly, this raw material fell through the quality control of the bazaar. The game lasted 7 hours. During this time, several members of the staff who had also started off cutting out raw material found themselves new tasks. For example, the king rewarded innovations. Ideas could be submitted to speed up and shorten processes. If the king approved these patents, the lords and ladies were allowed to apply these newer and faster methods. This led some team members to devote themselves to inventing new processes. Others simply had enough of cutting after a while and made themselves useful elsewhere or exchanged roles. Not Irmgard. Although I was offering her other vacancies more than once, she stayed with her sheep. In the end, she had cut tassel tails with children's scissors for 7 hours and with tremendous